Jesus spoke of the God who reveals himself, saying, the Lord who is compassionate, gracious, merciful, abounding in love, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. And you can imagine, when the people heard this, they were amazed. But there's one who's not so amazed by it. The devil and his angels hate it when God's word becomes a source of authority. The devil is powerful, and he does seek to harm and destroy, and that's what he does. And here we see the devil, as Jesus begins to teach, wants to cause confusion, disarray, and chaos. So it is still when the word of God is spoken of as a source of authority.
The following is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona, reaching out with rock solid hope in Rim Country. January 28, 2018. This message is based on Mark 1, verses 21 to 28.
I had a teacher once that maybe you can relate to the situation. When you walked into his classroom, you pretty much had to make sure you had your homework done and ready. And if you walked into his room and you started to daydream or drift off like you weren't paying attention, he would certainly notice, and he would make it known that he noticed. This was one of those teachers that kept his students on edge at times. He's one who had authority, you could say, in his classroom. I'm sure that some of you can relate to that type of a classroom setting. I still have nightmares, actually, of this. I picture myself sitting in that classroom, panicking that I haven't done my homework. Panicking as I look around and half the class has fainted in fear because they've had to answer a question, and then the question comes on my lap. Maybe you can relate to that too. Left quite an impression on me. Well, this morning we look at Jesus as he begins to teach. What sort of an impression, what sort of a response does he get as he teaches the people? What we see is it's amazement. We're going to look at that and consider just why he does bring amazement as he teaches, as we look at God's word from Mark chapter 1. See, Jesus had already taught his disciples. He had taught at his hometown, and now he is teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. See, Jesus would gather on a weekly basis with the people as they gathered in the synagogue for worship. And just as it's customary for us in church to gather around the word of God and expound on the word of God, they would do that in their Sabbath worship. Jesus had become known now as a teacher, so he was invited to expound on Scripture that morning as he gathered and began to teach in Capernaum for their worship. Now, as he's doing this, it says, the people found something in Jesus that they didn't find in their scribes and their teachers of the law. It says they were amazed at his teaching. Why? It says Jesus taught with authority, not like their scribes and teachers. Well, certainly that Jesus, as the Son of God, would have had authority. Jesus would have spoken boldly as he shared the message of God's word. Jesus would have spoken with confidence. Jesus would have spoken with knowledge on what the Holy Scriptures were. And you can imagine he had that type of presentational authority. But I'm sure also that authority included the content. It says they were amazed at his teaching. See, when Jesus taught, it was not like the teachers of the law. The teachers of the law, you see, had spoken on the law of God, but it was a watered-down, often altered version of God's law. But Jesus spoke to the heart. He took the law of God and said, you've heard that it was said, but I tell you. And he took the law to the point where it cut the heart of sin, and one recognized and acknowledged the problem of sin. Jesus spoke the word of God, and he spoke the law of God in a way that brought amazement, as he said, yes, the teacher of the law might be telling you, count your steps for how many Sabbaths, but I tell you, one wrong step, and you stand guilty before your God. The teachers of the law spoke in a way that the law could be kept or held or upheld by the people. Jesus spoke in a way to see that it is the heart from which evil thoughts and wickedness comes. When Jesus spoke the law, he did not water it down. Jesus did not hold back as he said, that we deserve because of our sins, to be thrown into the lake of fire with the devil and his angels, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When Jesus spoke the law, people were amazed. But more than that, Jesus spoke the gospel, something which the teachers of law we see had lost sight of and misconstrued. See, when Jesus spoke to the people, he pointed to a God who in mercy and in love forgave the sinner. That the law was not something you could achieve, but something God had forgiven for the sinner. Jesus spoke of the God who reveals himself saying, the Lord who is compassionate, gracious, merciful, abounding in love, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Jesus told the people, this is the God who freely pardons those who trust in him. No conditions. And you can imagine when the people heard this, this clear teaching of God's good news, they were amazed at his teaching of the gospel. Now that's what happens. When God's word, his law and gospel, are fully and faithfully proclaimed, it brings amazement. That's what brought amazement in your life. If you've come to recognize the depth of sin and yet the mercy of God, it's brought amazement in your life. Now I'll repeat it. When the law and gospel are faithfully preached, and with authority, and God's word is viewed as a source of authority, it brings amazement. But there's one who's not so amazed by it, one who's quite disturbed at it. That's what we see in Mark chapter 1. The devil and his angels hate it when God's word becomes a source of authority. As Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and the people are amazed at his wonderful teaching, as Jesus is sharing the good news, the devil comes along and seeks to cause confusion. And this evil spirit, this demon, is a real possession. This is not someone who simply has a medical condition. This is someone who is possessed by an evil spirit. We see this in Scripture. It's consistent throughout that at times the devil has a powerful influence on certain people. King Saul, for example, was one who tried to kill God's anointed because an evil spirit was tormenting him. During Jesus' time, we see throughout his ministry, evil spirits giving supernatural strength to people, prophesying satanic messages. The devil is powerful, and he does seek to harm and destroy, and that's what he does. And here we see the devil, as Jesus begins to teach, wants to cause confusion, disarray, and chaos. And so the demon speaks to this man, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? In other words, leave us alone. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Have you come to destroy us? And so it is still when the Word of God is spoken of as a source of authority and God's law and gospel are proclaimed in their fullness, the devil will still seek to cause confusion, to turn people aside from the truth. Sometimes it's done openly. Now, I was speaking with a woman who served in our armed forces, and she explained how when she grew up as a Christian, she then lost her connection to her Savior. She went to the armed forces, and the first spiritual support she received was from the occult and from those who practiced witchcraft and satanic rituals. And she explained how that's something that she found is something that she latched onto. And much like the demon did here, the message she received is that God's word has come to harm us, that God doesn't have our best interest in mind, and that God's word is not the ultimate authority. Yes, the devil can still operate in open ways. Forces of evil in the spiritual realms rage against the authority of God's word still today. After all, it is a sin-sick, twisted teaching of demons when it is said to your son or daughter in college, God's word is not the source of authority. It is the lie of the devil when God's word is made to seem like something that is not for us, but against us. And it is a lie of demons when someone teaches the word of God, the law, but not as they ought, one that cuts the heart and helps us see our sin rather than some sort of stairway we can climb. And it's a teaching of demons to shroud the gospel as anything less than full and free forgiveness in Christ. Still today, the devil will seek to destroy, will seek to turn us aside from the truth. And those spiritual forces of evil are real. They give you alarm that there are powerful spiritual beings bent on dragging you away from the authority of God's word. There are powerful spiritual forces under the work of the devil that want you to be taken away from the authority of God's word and spent separate from Christ. What do you want with us? This demon cries. As the people are gathering around God's word. The lie of the devil is that organized religion is bad. But there's Jesus, like you and I are today, gathering together in an organized fashion, as he did every Sabbath, to hear the authority and to share the authority of God's word, law, and gospel. And that's why when you and I fear the spiritual forces of evil, when we recognize the assault that is waging war against our soul, that's why it's so comforting to see what we see happen here. As the devil and his angels seek to cause confusion at the work of Christ and the preaching of his word, it's just one word that Jesus sounds out. And it's by the authority of his word that he stops the forces of evil. Silence, he says. And with a loud shriek and with convulsions, the devil and his angels are no longer able to give an influence. That was the last sound that the demons would cause through that man. Jesus had spoken. And once again, the people were amazed. What new teaching is this? One who teaches with authority, and who even the devil must flee at the teaching of his word. See, the devil would continue to rage against Jesus. When Jesus first set out on his ministry, tried to get him to fall into temptation, the devil failed. Jesus won. Throughout his ministry, the devil would seek to try to confuse and distort the truth, but Jesus continued faithfully, silenced demons, drove them out. And can you imagine how the devil thought he had won the day as even one of Jesus' own disciples betrayed him? As all of Jesus' disciples deserted and abandoned him, and how the fires and the raging forces of hell must have been flaring as they saw the Son of God, the Holy One of God, as the devil calls him here, on the cross. And even the scribes who walked by, the teachers of the law, hurled their insults. If you have authority, Jesus, why don't you come down? And how the devil must have thought for that moment when the Son cried out, Father, why have you forsaken me? That truly he had won the day. But Jesus faced the devil, faced our curse of sin, faced what we deserved on that cross. And Jesus, the Holy One of God, who walked in human flesh, suffered in our stead once and for all on the cross. The devil did not win. Jesus, you see, descended into hell, and he proclaimed his victory over the devil and his forces. And can you imagine how amazed the disciples were as Jesus rose again and showed them he was alive, conquered the devil, conquered death. And the good news which he shared was good. And the message was true. Can you imagine the amazement that filled people as they saw the authority of our God? Join Jesus. Join him with amazement. As you see, he has the power over every force to harm us. You see, there's neither height nor depth, nor angels, nor demons, nor anything that can separate you from the love of God that is yours in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus wins, and that brings amazement. And Jesus, who spoke that powerful word, sends you now to go out and to share that same powerful word with all authority, to rely on his law and gospel as the power over the devil, the power over hell and sin, and nothing can stop it. Join Jesus as you now speak that word of truth. Proclaim his message. And souls are won for Christ. I don't know what happened to that woman that followed the occult. I'm not sure what her response was in the end. But I do know this. When I spoke to her, I spoke the message of the gospel. I know that the devil was enraged and silenced because he has no response to this powerful word of our God. And same thing with you. When you speak that word with all authority and put Jesus' word as your authority, the darkness flees and people will be amazed. Amen.